节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Hey Colin, who is your favorite supermodel?
You're winning for sure.
对，我也很喜欢我们的大表姐刘雯啊。
Yeah, she is a beautiful woman. She has a strong and energetic presence on the runway.
对 ,strong and energetic, 就是说强健并且充满活力的。I do like her style too. She looked absolutely stunning in Victoria's Secret Show. 特别是她在维密秀上的表现非常让人觉得惊艳。
Yeah, very stunning. It means extremely impressive or attractive.If I remember clearly, Liu Wen is the first model of Asian descent to walk in a Victoria's Secret show, right?
Yeah, Liu Wen 呢是第一个登上维密舞台的中国超模。In fact, she's the first supermodel out of the 1.3 billion people in China.
Wow, that's impressive. Too bad Victoria's Secret show got canceled.
是的，很可惜现在维密秀呢被取消了。I bet you enjoy the show a lot.
Oh yeah, it's something I look forward to every year. Now, What am I supposed to watch?
Well, recently I watched some videos of an impersonator of Chinese model Liu Wen. 那最近呢，我最近就看到一个刘雯模仿者的视频，其实也是非常有超模风范的。
Yeah, an impersonator is a person who pretends to be someone else for entertainment. So, do you like his work?
Yes, very much. His work are unique and creative, and each of them is beautiful and has a special way of storytelling.他的作品呢就非常的独特又有创意，而且每一张呢都美得非常有故事性，而且你一定想不到他们的诞生呢其实都出自于一位农村男孩之手。
Really? A village boy making fashion photography? Maybe tell us more about him.
Yeah, sure. His name is Wen Fang, a 30-year-old man who made a name post photos and videos of himself in women's fashion and strutting his stuff through his village.那这个30岁的男人呢给自己拍摄的时尚大片真的是非常的惊艳。
So, how does he do that? I mean, what about the clothes and makeup and video shooting?
Well, he does them all by himself. He's the producer, designer, and model in his stylish runway videos.
So, basically, he's the entire crew in his stylized videos.
没错，他一个人呢就是整支团队。他虽然没有经过专业的模特训练，不会化妆啊，然后对拍摄和后期更是一窍不通，但是他凭着满腔的热爱做得比谁都认真。他甚至呢自己设计和制作用来拍摄的高定礼服。
Oh, sounds like he's a very talented man.
Yes, he is. He's very passionate about fashion. He said he grew up in a small village and he liked beautiful things since he was a child. 他从小呢就对美的东西非常的感兴趣。
I seeDoes his family know his work?
Well, his family did not know what his job was, and many of neighbors had no clue what he was doing either. But he's a hit on the internet. He had 350,000 followers on Weibo.
Wow, that's a huge number. I guess more and more people appreciate his work and are attracted by his talent for discovering and creating beauty.
是的，越来越多的人呢就被他那种善于发现美、创造美的才华所吸引。Hey, how about we talk about some English phrases and idioms about beauty and appearance?
Sure.
那今天呢，我们就来聊一聊跟美和外表相关的一些英文习语表达。So, idioms and phrases about beauty and appearance. Colin, what's the first one that comes into your mind first? 那说到关于美和描述外貌的一些表达，你第一个想到的是什么呢？
Cut a dash.
Cut 这个单词呢就是切的意思 Dash 表示猛冲猛撞 So what does it mean?
Well, if a person cuts a dash They make a striking impression by their appearance and attractive clothes
Yeah, to look attractive in the clothes one is wearing 意思就是说大出风头表达的呢就是使人获得深刻的印象那可以是通过做了什么事或者是穿了什么样的服装而引人注目 You cut quite a dash in your suit, Colin
Suit? I never wear a suit Since when you ever see me wear a suit?
Well, in my imagination. Well, it's not hard to picture in a suit, so... 虽然没有亲眼见过你穿西装,但是并不难想象嘛。
And I cut quite a dash?
Yeah, you do. You look quite elegant. Okay, what's our next phrase?
Not a hair out of place.
Not a hair out of place. 诶,这个我知道。 hair 就是头发的意思 out of place 表示不适当的或者说处在不恰当的位置那 not a hair out of place 之一呢就是没有一根头发是乱的连头发丝都不带乱的这个指的就是精致的让人挑不出一丝瑕疵
If you say that someone has not a hair out of place, you are emphasizing that they are extremely smart and neatly dressed.
Yeah, this phrase does not suit me because my hair is always out of place, especially I got it curled up. 那这个表达呢就特别不适合形容我因为呢我的头发在卷了之后就特别的乱。
Yeah, your hair sometimes gets a bit too puffy.
Maybe more than a bit. So, Colin, if you have to use this phrase to describe someone in the office...Who would it be?
Probably Blair.
Mm-hmm.
She has stunning makeup on and never a hair out of place when she goes to work.
That is correct. And you, Colin, you look like $1 million at work.
Do I? I don't know. But that's a good phrase right there. Look like $1 million.
是的 $1 million 就是一百万的意思。You look like $1 million. 之一呢就是你看起来像一百万。不过呢这个短语可不是夸某人有钱或者土豪而是说他看起来棒极了看起来春光满面。
If someone or something looks like $1 million, they look extremely attractive. Think about it. If you do have $1 million, you might feel really good about yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense. 那其实这个表达呢不仅仅可以形容外表也可以形容感觉和感受。
Yeah, you know, you can also change the word look to feel. Feel like $1 million. It means...Feel extremely good.
对，它可以表示自我感觉身体很棒，还有精神状态都非常好。
Yeah, I quit smoking and I began to work out. Now I feel like $1 million.
Good for you, Colin.
Okay, so what's our next phrase?
Well, this one I really like. It's dressed to kill.
Ooh, sounds a bit dangerous.
那虽然这个表达呢含有 kill 这个单词，但是它的意思呢跟杀死毫不相关。那 dressed 是表示打扮好的，穿着衣服的。Dressed to kill 意思可不是说穿好衣服去杀人哈。
Yeah, it just means wearing glamorous clothes intended to create a striking impression.
对，打扮的引人注目，光鲜亮丽。So, did you see Kendall on Met Gala?
Yeah, she was dressed to kill. Actually, there's another way to say this phrase.
What is it?
Dressed up to the nines.
对 ,dressed up to the nines, 也是可以表示打扮得精美而令人倾倒。
To the nines is an English idiom meaning to perfection or to the highest degree.
诶我猜是不是因为九这个数字当中是个数中最高的一位。那 dressed to the nines, 也就是表达穿着达到了最高级的程度盛装打扮衣着华丽。
Yeah, it means wearing very elegant or formal clothes, especially to attract attention. Same meaning as dressed to kill.
So, Colin, how about one last phrase for our podcast?
Okay, I think when it comes to appearance, it's important not to judge a book by its cover.
Yes, don't judge a book by its cover. 那 judge 是评判、评价的意思 ,cover 表示书的封面。那字面意思呢就是不要根据一本书的封面来判断它里面的内容。那其实这个说法就是在强调对人和事物做评价时不要以貌取人不能够光看表面。
Yeah, it's, you know, one should not judge the worth or value of something by its outward appearance alone. It's what's inside that matters more.
Yes, I agree.
最后再提醒大家一下节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记